The AccuWeather forecast, going to be partly cloudy. We'll have a high today near 67. Kenosha's only downtown hotel, the Best Western Harborside Inn, is in the process of being sold. The city council tonight expected to act on a proposed lease agreement regarding land that the city owns adjacent to the building with the new owner, KAS Real Estate Holdings of Chicago. The current owner mostly has been at odds with city officials of late over a number of code issues. But the hotel's liquor license, well, that was lost. It was learned that the man was facing federal charges in Massachusetts, that in reference to a tax evasion scheme involving tobacco. Also tonight, Kenosha Alderman expected to approve Mayor Andaramian's request to borrow federal funds to help finance a new fire station, that at 52nd Street and 22nd Avenue. The old Bain Elementary School would have to be torn down. Two existing firehouses would close. The equipment and personnel moved over to that new location. And Kenosha Alderman scheduled to consider a settlement between the city and Roche Construction. This over work on the velodrome, which remains closed due to cracks in the new surface and subsurface-based material issues. That proposed deal would rebuild a small portion of the track with another $25,000 to help defray the added cost. Democrats have their counter-ideas to Governor Walker's proposed state budget and transportation. Senator Bob Wirch of Kenosha County again suggesting recently the executive residence be sold, and now it's Senator Janet Buley from northern Wisconsin who's introduced a bill. She wants to repeal the manufacturing and agricultural tax credit and use that money to fix the roads and the bridges in the rural parts of the state. Says right now the tax break only really helps a handful of millionaires, and ending it would return over $100 million to Wisconsin counties for transportation needs and a like amount to the state's towns and villages and cities instead of having to borrow money.
That is completely ill-advised, and we need to behave just as any family has to behave and watch that we don't overcommit ourselves to the credit card.
She points to the basic unfairness of allocating transportation funds because rural Wisconsinites send in their fair share of taxes. They don't get a whole lot in return.
The people in my district had to watch budget after budget of money being devoted to major interchanges in Milwaukee. Now a bridge going over into Minnesota, when potholes and just basic repair of county roads just isn't taking place.
Buley adds it's time to return the state's focus to working taxpayers and rebuilding infrastructure, while business advocates call for less reliance on borrowing money. Vermont Senator Bernie Sanders is going to be visiting Madison Wednesday in support of Hillary Clinton and Russ Feingold, part of a two-stop trip to Wisconsin that'll end in Green Bay. The Madison event, scheduled at the Monona Terrace Community Convention Center, the event up in Green Bay, that'll be at the Salvation Army Croc Community Center. The son of Republican presidential nominee Donald Trump going to be stumping Wednesday for his father in Wisconsin. It'll be in the morning hours, Donald Trump Jr. to be a part of a roundtable discussion at a Brookfield Hotel and Conference Center with State Senate Majority Leader Scott Fitzgerald and former Lieutenant Governor Margaret Farrow. The Republican Party of Milwaukee saying there will be roughly 200 tickets available for that gathering. Well, even though the work actually began a few weeks ago, Highway V from Highway 20 to Highway C in Racine County is closed today to all traffic. Closure was expected to last about 3 weeks, of course, depending on the weather. This phase of construction involves the installation of a rather large sewer pipe underneath the road. A detour has been posted to direct motorists around the area. Drivers who use that detour, though, you're encouraged to plan an extra 10 minutes or so for a trip. Cause of a major fire that destroyed over 30 school buses in Waukesha County yesterday afternoon, that is still under investigation. The fire at Dousman Transportation Company in Merton involved not just the buses, but also their storage garage. Company had enough buses elsewhere, though, so that students in the Heartland Lakeside School District didn't have any disruption in getting to classes this morning. DNR officials looking to new tactics to try to shore up the decline in the number of active deer hunters in the state. They're actively recruiting new hunters. The agency's Keith Warnke says they can't rely only on families to continue the hunting tradition.
Current hunters, as a demographic group, we're just having essentially fewer children and grandchildren to get involved. It's tough to continue down that path and think we're going to stay above water.
DNR officials also looking at ways to retain hunters year after year and also bringing back hunters who have fallen out of getting a deer tag every year. Racine's Redevelopment Authority has a 5:15 p.m. meeting today at City Hall, room 303. The agenda includes a proposal to consider requests for qualifications from on-call real estate brokers for representing the RDA when it comes to selling and buying property. And there's a closed session about the proposed purchase of RDA-owned property at 1511 Washington Avenue. The purchase proposal, $1. The buyer would cover any renovation costs the committee to decide if it meets all the qualifications. And the group Adventures in Lifelong Learning, mostly retired folks 55 and up. They offer a lecture series and special interest gatherings and a number of activities. This afternoon at 2 o'clock at the UW Parkside campus, they're hosting a lecture entitled The App Factory at UW Parkside and App Development. It's going to be with Derek Riley, Assistant Professor of Computer Science at Parkside. The App Factory, a recent group organized by Riley. It's to create mobile apps for Southeast Wisconsin clients. More information for Adventures in Lifelong Learning, 262-595-2793, or go online to uwp.edu. The keyword is all. Well, Governor Walker claims a lot of lawmakers are backing his position when it comes to not using taxes or fee increases to fund roads in the state. Assembly Speaker Robin Vaughn sees a different way of thinking with his members, the Rochester Republicans saying that many of them, they want to deal with the long-term shortfalls in transportation funding.
Most of our members want us to have a long-term solution, and they want to follow the same strategy we're talking about. Find all the savings, wait for the audit, hear what's in the governor's budget, and then figure out what's reasonable for us to solve the problem long-term.
The governor's official budget plan, though, won't be released until early next year. His position thus far has led to pushback from within his own party, and local government efforts urge him to support additional funding. One of Gateway Technical College's newest training programs already has a waiting list, the Veterinary Science Program in a renovated building on the Elkhorn campus. It launched with the new school year in its second class of 15 students. Program director, a longtime veterinary Dr. Susan Gutchow, says there are about 100 names still on that waiting list, but that doesn't mean students who are interested in the program should not apply now.
By the time that invitation to interview rolls around, there are some students on that list who have moved on to other things. So it's not necessarily true that we have to get through all 100 students before that next person applying would have an opportunity.
The application process includes the mentioned interview along with a background check and essay questions. Program offers both an associate degree and a certificate. A two-year degree, that is a pathway to licensure that enables veterinary technicians to do things that some vets would ordinarily handle. The Milwaukee Bucks, who begin preseason play against the Chicago Bulls tonight, going to be holding auditions for National Anthem Singers next Wednesday, October 12th, 7 to 9 a.m., 11 a.m. to 1 p.m., and then 5 p.m. to 8 p.m. You will need to be able to sing the anthem in its entirety to be considered for the job, and hopefully on key as well. And the Caledonia Village Board meeting at 7 o'clock tonight at the Eastside Community Center. That agenda includes consideration of a contract with the City of Racine for Bell Urban System bus service in 2017. The U.S. Supreme Court this morning rejecting an appeal by three Democratic district attorneys seeking to revive a John Doe investigation into Wisconsin Governor Scott Walker's recall campaign. The decision does not include any indication of how the court voted or any written explanation for that decision. The City of Racine to offer early voting October 10th through November the 4th at City Hall and help deal with what could be a large turnout those 4 weeks. The Common Council is being asked tomorrow night to approve free parking around the building. The Transit and Parking Commission supporting the mayor's request, setting up a final vote on that tomorrow night. It's a concern with every election, the illegal placement of campaign signs in the public right-of-way. And that's why the annual reminder comes out from the DOT. Alan Johnson with the Bureau of Highway Management says that putting signs in the right-of-way is not only illegal, it is also potentially dangerous for many motorists.
Except for official traffic signs, state law prohibits placing any type of sign along highway right-of-way. The law applies to all numbered highways, county and town roads, and municipal streets. Most power poles are within the right-of-way, meaning that any sign placed between a utility pole and the roadway is likely an illegal location.
Johnson says if you see highway workers out there removing candidate signs from parts of the roadway, they're just enforcing the law, not making any kind of political statement. The Racine Common Council tomorrow night expected to approve a Finance Committee recommendation that would waive bidding procedures and contract directly with a company the city already does work with to install microwave equipment for a data communications link between the City Hall annex and the communications setup at Regency Mall. According to Pete Kinselman, who manages the operation, it's an upgrade to next-generation type equipment. He explained that having to stay with the same vendor is a cost savings in the long run by not having to start over to match up what's already in place.
On these systems, they vary in how you connect to them, how you manage them, how you control them. They're all computerized systems by now, you know, and staying with the same thing allows you to use the same software to communicate with the new system versus the old, so it'll just standardize across the network.
The council expected to approve that $71,500 purchase. And it's an event that's almost taken on a life of its own in just 3 short years. The Battle of the Badges, set to return this coming Saturday night, 5 p.m., Case High School. The goal to raise not only money but also awareness about autism. Members of law enforcement putting on the padded gloves, going into the squared ring for charity. It'll go along with such activities as a silent auction and a 50-50 raffle. The first year, according to Mount Pleasant Police, they raised about $27,000. Last year, more than double that amount. They're hoping this year, maybe $75,000. More information about it on Facebook. The 2017 budget review process formally begins Tuesday night in both Racine and Kenosha counties. County Executive Jonathan Delagrave to deliver his budget message to the Board of Supervisors around 6:30 tomorrow night. That'll be at the Isgrove Office Complex. Hasn't revealed any specifics to this point, but he's already indicated the budget will address some concerns about overtime with certain departments. In Kenosha County, County Executive Jim Cruiser expected to again talk up the many benefits of what the county offers, like Delagrave will do, while also mentioning the challenges. Also, Delagrave will be doing that in his speech. Cruiser's budget message to the Board of Supervisors, that'll be delivered around 7:30 tomorrow night. Wisconsin manufacturers create some of the coolest products on earth, and the public can now learn more about them with a little educational online survey at madeinwis.com. It'll help celebrate October as Manufacturing Month. WRJN's Janet Hoff says the Wisconsin Manufacturers and Commerce, along with Johnson Financial Group, created this quiz, which includes the following questions.
Name the Sheboygan County business that standardized brat production and became the worldwide leader. Founded in 1922, which American shoe company makes premium shoes and accessories for men? Which company manufactures the windows and many of the body panels for the NASCAR Sprint Cup Series race cars? And in the event of a terrorist attack or a natural disaster, first responders will take charge in a state-of-the-art rapid response vehicle made by which Southeastern Wisconsin company? The answers are Johnsonville Sausage, Allen Edmonds Shoes, Five Star Fabricating in Twin Lakes, and customized mobile command centers with Lynch Diversified Vehicles in Burlington. Janet Hoff, AM 1400, WRJN News.
And you may not know it, but agricultural tourism has grown a little bit over the past 15 years, quite a bit actually, according to Lisa Marshall, Communications Director for the Wisconsin Department of Tourism. Says it's a great way for families to connect. It's a fall tradition, maybe, like going to the beach during the summer. She notes that as more and more people move to urban areas, there's a desire to reconnect with an agrarian lifestyle and to reconnect to where their food comes from. Kids don't get that opportunity anymore, according to Marshall, who says that being able to see the animals and all that goes with a farm, that really gives people the chance to experience that. And farmers, it gives them a chance to introduce their products to some new faces. Our AccuWeather forecast coming up. I'm Tom Carco, WRJN News.